We are continuing our look at Acts chapter 26, verses 9 through 12, picking up at verse 11, where Paul tells Agrippa II, I frequently had them punished in the synagogues, and I tried to make them blaspheme. In my raging fury against them, I even went to foreign cities to persecute them. Paul is telling how he put these different members of the way out of the synagogues. Of course, we might use the word excommunication because that's essentially what was happening. And Paul, as he is doing this, is forcing these people eventually to flee these areas of Jerusalem and wind up even in foreign cities. Well, Jerusalem had several synagogues for different people, groups, and languages. But in foreign cities, the synagogue was perhaps even more vital, as it gave the Jews a place to meet, share resources, and bolster their identity as God's chosen people. We have to remember, as some of Paul's actions have demonstrated, that the Jewish Christians did not automatically separate themselves from the synagogue or the temple. Their primary family, social, and business relationships were built around the synagogue attendance, so excommunication was indeed a big problem. Well, when Paul's campaign against the Jewish Christians grew more powerful, these believers were forced to find other Jewish communities. Many traveled to where their distant Jewish relatives lived, such as Damascus. Something else also happened. In many cases, when these Jewish Christians were expelled from their synagogue, they had to form a church with the Gentile Christians. We saw this in Acts chapter 18, when Crispus, the synagogue leader, became a believer. In the process, these believers became family with countless Gentile Christians. I want to pick up on a statement in verse 11 where Paul says, I frequently had them punished in the synagogues and tried to make them blaspheme. We need some background to fully understand what Paul tells us as he was trying to get the Messianic Jews to do under compulsion. Under the Old Testament law, blasphemy was any derisive language or an insult against God, his character, or his system of proper worship. The third commandment expresses this by forbidding anyone to take the Lord's name in vain. Under the Mosaic law, blasphemy was punishable by death. Leviticus 24:16 stated, anyone who blasphemes the name of the Lord must be stoned to death by the whole community of Israel. Any native-born Israelite or foreigner among you who blasphemes the name of the Lord must be put to death. Leviticus 24:16. This injunction against blasphemy is carried over to the New Testament. This was a deadly accusation that the Pharisees made against Jesus, blasphemy for claiming to be God. So what does Paul mean by saying he tried to compel these Jewish Christians to blaspheme Jesus? There are several possible answers to that question. Some suggest that this means Paul was trying to coerce these believers to deny that Jesus was the Messiah. In this case, it was a recantation of faith in Christ as Messiah and Lord. There were cases of believers who went off the rails and became antagonists in the Corinthian churches. In 1 Timothy 1:19 through 20, Paul writes, hold to the faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and so have suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.